Wine is sacred. Wine is magical. Without an understanding of the story of wine, it is impossible to grasp the complexities of the interconnected trade and culture of the ancient world. Lebanon, Syria, and Turkey demonstrate archaeological evidence of winemaking even in the Stone Age, and by 7000 BC, viticulture was established in Georgia. This book includes wonderful vignettes of archaic practices, the Egyptians gleefully slurping their wine directly from jars through straws, the bustle and energy of the ports of Ugarit, Tyre, and Sidon, so vividly described that one can almost hear the shouts from the quays as the amphorae are unloaded. However different the preferences of Phoenicians or Greeks in matters of taste, I'm not sure I should enjoy my wine mixed with frankincense or seawater, even if, as Pliny suggests, it was prudently gathered far from the harbour. Hugh also identifies remarkable historical consistencies. In Egypt, 3,000 years ago, the year, vintner, vineyard, and owner were specified on the bungs of wine jars, whilst a suitably moderate daily measure, 3 glasses, was prescribed by Eubulus in 375 BC and has made its way into the modern science.